A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Bam, bam, ba da 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 da. Should old acquaintance be forgot, I never brought to mind the last episode of J-Rod of 2022. Welcome everybody to the last episode of 2022 of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. I'm your host, this and every episode, Jamie Rodriguez. And as usual, we're so grateful for your support this year. What a year we had, guys. What a year we had. And you guys are our engine. You guys are our why. And we couldn't have done it without you. So on behalf of me and my team at J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, my producer, Sam Savory, my visual manager, Shanley McRae, and all of us here in Nashville, thank you for tuning in this year. And we look forward to 2023 with you guys. Now, on to today's show, the last of the year, a Nashville institution, guys. She is someone that, you know, everybody knows. She's in everybody's social circle because she's got a magnetic personality and a talent to boot. Ladies and gentlemen, Honey County. Her songs are anthemic, her melodies are soaring, and she is just a badass in the best of ways. She runs the show. She's incredible. She's played CMA Fest, Stagecoach, a whole bunch of shows all over the world in the Middle East and Africa. She's earned rave reviews from Rolling Stone Country, whose editors named her one of the 10 new country artists you need to know. She has also been spotlighted by People Magazine, by Billboard, and her songs have been on all kinds of shows, like HBO's True Blood, NFL commercials, and of course, one of the hottest new shows, Yellowstone. She's all over that. But yeah, she's incredible. She had a song this year, guys, that I'm sure you've heard it. Got It From My Mama, that now has a whopping 1.2 billion views on TikTok, and it actually reached number 2 in the pop charts back in the summer. On the TikTok pop charts, so only beaten by Lizzo. So she had a hell of a year. Thrilled to have Honey County on the show to talk about this and all the other cool stuff. So we hope you guys enjoy the show. If you're new to the show, welcome. Welcome to the party. Welcome to the family. Please click subscribe. Give us a review. Those things, we love it. We love it a lot. So Honey County on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
Look at you, Honey County.
Yeah.
Outstanding. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I love your backdrop because honestly, that is like your soul. That is your music. That is your soul. It's like colorful. It's got like, you know, different layers. It's interesting. It's passionate. So it makes perfect sense.
Thank you. Yeah, I designed this. So it's pretty cool. This is my, I call it my cactus lounge. It kind of has like a Joshua Tree vibe.
Yeah.
And I loved all the colors and just, you know, it makes me feel bright and happy.
Exactly. And, you know, for my audio audience that is not seeing it on video, just imagine, you know, a space, a creative space where Honey County just gets into state creatively and shares her magic with us, basically full of color and joy. So,
yep.
Anyway, well, Honey County, thank you so much for joining. I mean, first of all, you're still here in Nashville, right? Like you're not traveling to Virginia or anything?
I will be over the holidays, but right now I'm here and you're Nashville as well, right?
Yes. Yes.
So we both experienced the rain for the past, like, I don't know, 5 days, and it's so gloomy. So like it's being in the room is helpful.
I know, and it's also been like kind of humidish. Like, have you noticed the past couple of days? Just super awkward.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna sit on a pillow because you know how like sometimes like you're not tall enough and you get like a phone book or something. Like, I'm gonna sit. Okay, I feel a bit. Yeah, now I'm elevated. I'm on a pillow.
I love it. I love it. I love it, Hani. By the way, you look marvelous. Holiday spirit in full bloom. Hanukkah, Christmas, the whole thing. And let me ask you about this month, since we're talking about it. And this month for musicians, honey, you've had a heck of a year. And we'll talk about a few of the highlights in a minute. But is this an enjoyable time for you as a musician? And what I mean is, it seems like everybody is kind of like taking a deep breath, like taking the foot off the gas a little bit in the music industry, like the rat race kind of chills for like a few weeks. Do you kind of enjoy this period of the year, honey?
I mean, yeah, I love it. It's you know, it slows down. It gives you a time and a chance to be with your friends and your family. And there's so many holiday parties going on. And, you know, it's an excuse to have a party with your friends, which I always love. I'm a big fan of hosting parties at my house because I just want to bring everyone over. And I love to cook and I love to bake and just have like a big, you know, party with your, you know, closest friends. And then also I love to be able to go see family. It's crazy, you know, as you get older, you know, your parents get older and you want to be around them as much as you can. And, I definitely feel that just, you know, wanting to be near them in Virginia and see them. So, the holidays are really, I feel like, such like a nice blessing and an excuse to get together and just slow down and just be really thankful and grateful, of what you have in your life.
Absolutely. Very well said. I mean, very, very well said. Lots to unpack there. But yeah, but you know, going back to this year for you, I mean, what a year for you, honey. I mean, there are so many highlights. I mean, your songs are all over Yellowstone, which if someone still doesn't know about this show, you know, it's like the hottest show on TV, you know, but I think, you know, the EP Chess that came out is wonderful. But out of all the highlights that you have this year, honey, I wanted to ask you about the TikTok one in May, because you know, I mean, obviously, TikTok in many ways is like, you know, the future of music discovery, like everyone in the industry is trying to crack it. And, you know, in May, especially for Gen Z, that's how they discover music now. And like your song Got It From My Mama. I mean, it went all the way to number 2 on the US charts. I mean, I think just behind like Lizzo or something like that. That's it. You were like there for like many weeks. How was this time for you? I mean, this must have been like super awesome, like exciting, the whole thing, right?
It was such a crazy time because I remember I went to the gym and then after the gym, I was like, or was I on my way to the gym? I don't remember, but I made a stop. I was like either on my way to the gym. No, it was after the gym and I had like showered and I was all like no makeup and just like, I wasn't gross because I was like clean, but like I had no makeup on. I was just like, I'm going to go to Trader Joe's and I'm going to go get like my food. And I remember listening to, it was on Hits One. And I was just listening and it was like, hey, we're here listening to, you know, the top hits on the TikTok charts, and Got It From My Mama came on. And I was like, wait a second, what? Like, what's going on? This is crazy.
So you had no warning. It just popped out on you.
It just happened. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was really cool.
Like, what does that feel like?
The coolest feeling in the world, the greatest feeling in the world. It was like, hey, there's my song on the radio and it's, you know, being played, like Lizzo's going to be on next. And like, it was around when Jiggle Jiggle was like super popular, you know? So like I heard like Jiggle Jiggle and then like I heard like Got It From My Mama, and it was such a cool feeling because, you know, when we wrote it, we wrote it for our moms. But when we finished it and then recorded it, I knew that it was bigger than just about, you know, something for our moms. And when we released it, it was like, the comments were just beautiful. You know, top comment we got was, this is so, you know, amazing. I can't wait to share it with my mom, or I'm a mom and I have, you know, kids and I hope this is how they feel about me, or this is how I feel about my mom, or, you know, even people saying, hey, I lost my mom and this makes me think of her, or, you know, I have a bad relationship with my mom, but, you know, this song got me thinking. And then the, you know, the wildest one was people started asking us if we could fly in and play this song, Got It From My Mama, for their wedding mother-daughter dance. So it had all of these, you know, different meanings for different people. And I realized, like, this song is bigger than us. This song is for the people, essentially. Wow. And for, you know, country music fans honestly, not even country music fans, just for music fans and people that, you know, really want to celebrate their mom. And I was talking with my team and we all agreed. And they said, you know, Mother's Day is every day. It's not just one day. And I've never heard a truer statement in my life. I believe that it was Phil Greeny, who's the CEO of the Jonas Group. He said, yeah, Mother's Day is every day. And we were like, yeah, it is. So, you know, moving forward from that, like, it was such like a peak moment, but now, you know, every day, this is something that people maybe don't realize. And I haven't announced it yet, but I will in the next couple of weeks. The song has reached over 1.2 billion views on TikTok, and about 400 to 700 people a day are still making videos. Like every day, there's like 700 people making a video to that song on TikTok. And it's the coolest feeling in the world, getting to see the videos, and I get to comment and interact with the fans, and it's really special. And I am going to let you in on a little secret that nobody knows. There's going to be a special collaboration and a new re-envisioned Got It From My Mama coming out next year. And you might see a bit of a new music video coming out soon.
Amazing. Amazing. I mean, that has to be the best experience as a musician, honey. I mean, you've played the Apollo, you've played major festivals, you've done so much cool shit, but to create something that resonates on like a human level with people, like that has to be like, you know, the secret to living is giving. That has to be the uttermost like nirvana for a songwriter, doesn't it? Like, it's just you, the way you talk about it. What a beautiful thing.
It just, it feels really special. And it's, I'm really grateful that, you know, I get to sing it and I get to put it out there in the world. And when we wrote it, you know, we knew it was a special song. We didn't know how special, but it's definitely proved to be something.
I love it, honey. Let me ask you a little bit about your background, just so my audience knows about like where you came from. And so great. I mean, you have such an amazing story in many ways, but you start playing music and piano up there in Northern Virginia, your father's influence, right? Like, he was your, like, is he how, like, he's a musician? He got you into music?
Yeah, you've done your research. my dad is a jazz pianist on the side, you know, he loves music. So jazz, rock and roll, like, I grew up on Allman Brothers and Hart and the Beatles and Chick Corea. So all those artists combined. Create
Honey
County.
Well, thank you. Thank you to your dad. And I love, so you take this, you know, it becomes part of your soul. And eventually, you know, you go study there at Virginia Tech. But one part of your story that I really love, honey, and I don't think that like people know this about you is, you know, right after you or like in your senior year or something, you, like, you go to Italy, right?
To
Italy.
Oh my God, you know everything about me. Okay, continue.
No, but this is such an interesting chapter because, I mean, you're such a worldly and like interesting, you know, artist here in Nashville. And like, this is, you know, part of the layers, you know, we're talking about your background now. You know, tell me about that time in Italy. You interned at a TV station, but you did all sorts of cool stuff as well. You toured with a jazz band there. Like, how do you look back on this chapter?
It was crazy. I mean, it was my last year of college. I was, you know, in fifth grade, we moved to Tokyo, Japan from Virginia. So, you know, I think I'm an international kid. I went to an American school in Japan, but we traveled all over Southeast Asia when I was, you know, a kid. So those were really my formative years.
Is your dad like military or corporate or something like that? Or
he's a chemical patent attorney. So you know, not military anything, but we were really good friends with so many military families and we were on base quite a bit. And it was so nice to like be with all of them. Overseas because it was like other American kids, but I had a lot of Japanese friends. I had a lot of different, you know, friends from all different countries and nationalities. So it was you know, crazy coming back to Virginia after, you know, in high school, and just kind of assimilating back into like American culture was really tough. You know, it's hard to be overseas and everyone's developed their cliques and everything in middle school. And then I came back in high school and I was like, hi, I'm the new girl from Japan. And like, they were like, what? So I went to Virginia Tech, and I started to get like the itch to travel again. And so my last year of college, I didn't speak Italian at all. I was studying voice at Virginia Tech and I was like, well, I can sing in Italian and I'm really good with language. So let's just see if I can get a job. So I got a job at a television station and started learning Italian and somehow weaseled my way on air. And I was like, yeah, I can totally report on air in Italian. And then I can do it in English. And like, they let me do it. So, yeah, I guess I was really convincing back then. Then like I met some musicians at this like secret jazz club and I was like, I really miss, you know, music. Like it was fun to be on TV, but I was missing that musical element. I just wanted to sing, you know, singing makes me so happy and I wanted to create. And the only way that I could do it was with this, it was a jazz and blues band, but it was more blues focused. And we just toured all over the country, you know, like I'd get off work and then I'd go meet them and we'd hop in the car and we'd go to like Pistoia or like other cities that we could drive like 2 hours to from Florence. And it was wild, like insane. So yeah.
So great. I mean, it gave you that clarity. That's what it seems like. It gave you that focus. You know, you come back and you're like, you start kicking ass, honey, Kenny. And I love that. You know, you find your path, 2009, and there's actually, you know, your first album, Piano Actress, comes out.
Oh, pretty my God. Stuff. Who are you?
No, but what's interesting about this album, I mean, obviously, you know, your songwriting is not as developed as it is now and all that kind of stuff. But there's certain songs, honey, Kenny, like Maybe I Should Have Stayed On, that honestly, like you can hear like the seeds of what you would become now. And that is like, the fascinating study. Like how do you like remember these like early chapters? Like are they, do you look at them like an old diary kind of thing? Like where it's like, oh, got a little cringe, or is it like, I love this because this is like who I became basically?
I don't know, you know, it's my story. I'm a hustler and I never give up. Like I never quit. And I look back and I'm like, wow, I had so much to learn back then. But I'm still the same person. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
It's like, I'm still the same person. I remember that album in particular, like I didn't co-write with anybody. It was just me. And it was just me like on the keys. And there were like you said, there was a lot of country influence in it. And I was making my way there, of course, because I was living in Virginia. And like that was, you know, I was listening to Shania Twain and Tim McGraw and Jason Aldean and I was in Florida Georgia Line. And I was like, this is like what I kind of want to do. I just didn't know how to do it yet. I just wasn't sure.
Okay, but okay, let's pivot to Honey County here for just a second, because obviously, you know, this grew into such an important thing and you've established yourself in so many ways. But one of the cool things, Honey, and let me ask you, is the Country Star Festival, because this has become such an important like milestone for you. I think a really emotional thing. Obviously, people remember what happened with the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas, a terrible tragedy. And you created an incredible moment. What happened there? How did the idea come about?
We were asked to play Stagecoach. And then we were asked by Stagecoach to write a song specifically commemorating the lives lost at the Route 91 Festival. And it was
They asked you?
Yeah, it was a really heavy ask because I wasn't there. My team wasn't there. But I had friends that were there. And I talked to them about it before, you know, before we started writing it. And I was, you know, my first question to them was, are you okay if I write this? They asked me to write this. Are you okay with that? And they said, yeah, we're okay with it. And I was like, you know, it was a really hard thing to do because I wanted to, you know, walk the fine line of, look, I'm not there, but I'm, you know, I sing country music and I'm a country music fan. And I know that we as a community are going to be strong and we're going to lift each other up and we're going to raise, you know, raise each other up. and the whole, you know, in the chorus, we'll hold our heads and our drinks high, you know, rising up like our hometown sky right here. See, there's the sun.
What a moment.
So
yeah,
really, it's all about lifting up and coming together as a family. If you were there, if you weren't there, if you, you know, just simply feel compassion and really, really wanting to be, you know, a part of the healing of the country community. So that's why I wrote it. And I pulled in my favorite collaborator, Kaylee Shore, on the song, and we wrote it and we put it together and performed it, at Stagecoach, and it was amazing. Just such a special moment. I remember just like crying when it was happening.
Shout out to Kaylee, friend of the show. So Danny, let me leave you with this. You have a busy day ahead, but you know, 2023 is shaping up to be such an incredible year from you, like springboarding off of this, you know, what plans do you have? But more than that, you know, like, just what plans do you have? Because it seems like, I don't know, just, you know, we do this for a living. It seems honestly like you have like a higher calling with your art. Like, just, this is kind of like the takeaway from Honey County. Like, you're like a vessel. You're like a vessel of light. No, and I mean that. I'm not tooting your horn. Like, you, like, your music matters. What you're doing matters to people because you're like transmitting like hope and light and purpose. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But yeah, like, what are you looking forward to next year?
I can't wait to release new music. Like I said, there's going to be a really fun collaboration happening with God for My Mama for next year. Look out for a new music video and just lots of new music. It's incredible the way that the universe works and the different things that are happening right now, specifically for me. And I'm grateful for all of it. And I can't wait for 2023. It's going to be a big one.
There you go. Honey County, you are amazing. Thank you so much. This has been a long time coming. We're so glad that you were able to make it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.